Okay, so we resume now on the third line of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Another way of knowing when Ben HaShemashos is, it's hard to figure out how all this fits in with each other. Kochav Echad Yom. If you see one star, it's still day. Shnayim Ben HaShemashos. Two stars, you can only see two stars. It's still Ben HaShemashos. Shlosha, if you see three stars, then Laila, then you know it's night. Tanya Nami Hachi. Kochav Echad Yom. Shnayim Ben HaShemashos. Shlosha, Laila. Amar Rav Yosi. Not big stars you can see by day, and not small stars that you can even only see at night. Mid-sized stars. What exactly does that mean? It's hard to figure out what that means exactly. If you do malacha during both Ben HaShemashos on Friday and on Shabbos, Chayiv chatas mimanafshach. No matter what you chayiv, as Rashi points out in the second skinny line, first skinny line, Eilailahu. If Ben HaShemashos is night, then chayiv al erev Shabbos. You chayiv on erev Shabbos because it's already Shabbos. V'shel matzah Shabbos ain't no klum, but a matzah Shabbos is nothing because it's already Sunday. V'yimamahu. But if Ben HaShemashos is day, then chayiv al matzah Shabbos. You only chayiv on matzah Shabbos. The angel erev Shabbos klum, and erev Shabbos is nothing. Who could go into Ovid Lake called Ben HaShemashos? You had to do malacha the entire Ben HaShemashos. The lekel is fuke lahai tchilas of ahel sofo. So don't tell me, well, I did it the beginning of Friday, then the end of Shabbos. No, forget that. You did it the entire Ben HaShemashos, therefore it's the same maisa and there's no suffik. There's a suffik, so you chayef for sure one of them. Amalei Rav Lashami. Rav said to his attendant, Atan you, the lo kim lechu b'shiure, the rabbanon. You're not so medactic on zmanim and shiurim. Adeshimsha Aresh Dikla Atlu Shraga. When the sun is behind the trees of the tree, the branches of the Dekel tree, that's when you better light your Hadlakas Neros for Shabbos, because otherwise Shabbos is coming. Bioma Ma'unon Mai, what if it's a clouded day and there is no sun? So Bimatha in the city, Chazitarnagola. See how the chickens behave. When it's turning night, they behave in a certain way. Bedabra in the field, Aruve, watch the ravens. Inami, Adani, the trees, the way they blow and shake in a certain way. And you'll know exactly when Ben HaShemashos is coming. You have to light before Ben HaShemashos. Now the Gemara has a whole another topic now. Tanur Rabbanan, Sheish Tekios, token Erev Shabbos. They used to blow six Tekios on Erev Shabbos. Why six? Rishona, the first one, Lahat Pilas Ha'am, Mimalacha Shebesados, that the people out in the fields would stop working. Shnia, the second one, Lahat Bil Ir Vechanuyos, the city people would stop working. Shlishis, the third one, Lahat Liket Haner, Devar Abnasan, time to light candles. Rabbi Huda Hanasi Omer, Shlishis, Lachlo Tfilin, no, the third one is to take off Tfilin, and then Rashi says, Vad Lachas Ner Berevius, the fourth one was a Lachas Ner. Now, Vishoa Kadel Tzlias Dog Cotton, they would wait the time it takes to roast a small fish, or to put a bread in the oven. They would blow three more times. That's it. Shabbos has come. What can we say about those bavliyim? Shetokin umerian. They blow and then they tkiya teruah. Vishovsin mitoch marian. And they stop in the middle of the teruah. So Token and Marian have a Luchamisha. It's only five. The first three, then Tekiah true, and then they stop. Ela dog, that can't be right. Shetokin, Vechozun, Vetokin, they blew, then they blew again at Tekiah, Umarian, and they blew a Trua, Veshosin, Betoch Marian. So it's three more. It's Tekiah, Trua, and then they would rest. You know why they did that? That's what their fathers did. Why their fathers do it like that? I don't know. Masni la Rav Yehuda, Masni le Rav Yehuda la Rav Yitzchak Brei, the second one, the second shofar already, they lit candles. Keman, lo kerb nasin, v'lo kerhuda hanasi. That's not like anybody. Ela shlishis lahadlik esaner, keman kerb nasin. No, on the third one, they would light the candles. The third shofar blow, they would light the candles. That's like the shita of Reb Nasin. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, sheish tekiyos token erev Shabbos. Six tekiyos they blow. Hizchil l'tkoa tekiyah rishona, when they blew the first one. Nimnu ha'omdim basada. The people who are ever in the fields, they would stop. Mila Ador from plowing, from hoeing, Malacharosh from plowing, Malasas kol Malachas Shebesados, and doing all work. The ain hakroven reshayim likanes at Jivor Rechokin v'yichnasu kulon ke'echad. But the ones that were far away would not go into the city, go home, until the close ones would go home. They would all go home together. What's that about? So Rashi explains, Shlo yachshedu hanichnasin, Rashi of Yichnasu kolom ke'echad, Shlo yachshedu hanichnasin ba'achmona lo marsha asku b'malach n'lachas shama kol shofar. We don't want anyone to think that they heard the shofar and they continue doing work another 20 minutes and then they'll start walking. We don't want them to think that. Shana kol makir mirukov mirukhokan. Nobody knew who's far away, who's close. So therefore they made a rule. Everybody would stop working when they're supposed to, and everybody would go into the town together. So nobody should think that people are late and people were belittling the shofar blowing. Back to the Gemara. Vadayin chaniyos psuchos. The stores were still open. Vitris and munachin. And the trees and the blinds were still open. Hizchil etchoa, tkiyashnia. They blew a second time. Nistalko atrisin vinilun chaniyos. Then the trees would be shut. The stores would be shut. Vadayin cham and munachin agabi kira. They still had hot water on the kira. Vikaderos munachas agabi kira. And the pots on the kira, on the fire, on the stove. Hizchil etchoa tkiyashlishis. They blew the third one. Silik hamasalek, they removed all the pots. Hitman hamatman, they would insulate whatever had to be insulated in a mutter way. Vehidlik hamadlik, they would light Shabbos candles. Veshoak etzlias dag katan, they would wait the time it takes to roast a small fish. Okay, lahad big pas betanur, or to put a bread on the tanur. Vetokea amir vetokea veshoves, they'd blow tokia through a tokia, and then they would be shoves. Big machlokas whether or not. It's based on part of this Gemara, whether or not Hadlakas Neros is Makabel Shabbos. So for men, they hardly ever do it. They're away or in rare times. The wife's in the hospital or something. Most of the time, it's the wife that does it. So she generally is Makabel Shabbos when she lights Hadlakas Neros. The question is for men. It's a whole discussion, not for now. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Shamati, I heard, Shembad Lahadlik Achar Sheish Tekios Madlik, that If you didn't light candles after the six blows, you still have time. You know why? Because the guy who blew shofar, where did he blow shofar? He blew shofar in the town square. So you got to give him time to get back home. So he always had a few extra minutes. So Gemara says, well, that doesn't make any sense. What kind of shear is that? This town, the guy who blew lived next door to the town square, and in the other town, it was a 20-minute walk. What kind of shear is that? How are you supposed to know what the shear is? There's no shear. Now there was a special compartment up on the roof in the town square. That's where he put his shofar. Because you're not allowed to carry a shofar. You can't carry a shofar. It's muksa. You can't carry a chatzotzros. Also muksa. Chatzotzros is a horn that was straight, like a horn, right? Like a trumpet. A shofar is curved. So it doesn't make a difference. They're both not good. They're both kip. They're both muksa. I vatanya shofar mitaltel v'chatzotzros in a mitaltelin. But a shofar you're allowed to carry and a chatzotzros you're not allowed to. And Rashi says on the bottom, Rashi's lefisha kafuf rosho, a shofar is bent. And therefore, v'ro elisha bo mayim lishtos atinok. You can put water inside and bring it to the tinok to give him some water. It's like a kli. It's a receptacle. However, chatzotzros pshuto, it's straight. The anal royal el tkoa. You can't put anything in there, it'll spill out. The havidarvo malachto leitzer, v'asu mishum muksa. It's a problem of muksa. Shofar, you could use it for something. Sam muksa. So Gemara says, lo omer of Yossi, v'asi, lo kasha, kan biyachid, kan betzibur. For a yachid, it's mutter. For a tzibur, it's taka not mutter. Because what kind of tzibur needs a drink? Doesn't make sense. So for a tzibur, it's not mutter. And that's how you resolve the machlokas. We're going to stop right here. Because now the Gemara is going to get into a whole discussion about muksa on klisha malachto le'iser, what that means, and we'll do all that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.